T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. In for Rebecca Corral, I'm Margie Schaefer. Here's what's happening. BART has seen a significant drop in ridership over the last few years, in particular on nights and weekends. KCBS's Carrie Hudasek reports from Oakland, where the board held its annual workshop today to discuss current issues.
One of those being the lack of riders BART is seeing during off-peak commute hours. The system lost nearly 10 million passengers over the last 4 years on nights and weekends. More people are driving in cars because of the crime, filth, homeless people, unreliable schedules, and ticket prices. BART spokesperson Alicia Tro says that's why they're considering incentives to lure people back.
When there is a dip in ridership, even on the weekends, it does impact our bottom line. So some of the topics that we're talking about are discounts. Kids ride free. How can we show that we still want you to come ride and maybe you don't have to pay the full fare on the weekends?
It can also be frustrating when trains only run every 25 minutes.
We think if we provide better information and a more reliable schedule, and possibly discounts, we could regain those riders.
A recent BART survey of about 600 commuters showed nearly a third said they take BART less often on weekends than they did a year ago. A lot of that has to do with safety and disruption of weekend track repairs. In Oakland, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
In the face of mounting traffic fatality, San Jose is boosting support for its road safety program. KCBS reporter Keith Manconi says advocates are calling it a good first step.
San Jose confronting some difficult statistics. In 2019, 60 people died in traffic-related accidents, making it among the worst years for traffic deaths in more than two decades. So this week, the City Council voted to boost the funding for its Vision Zero plan, aimed at eliminating such deaths in the city. It's a move that Nikita Sinha, San Jose program manager for the advocacy group California Walks, applauds.
You know, every time that a decision is made to delay some sort of action or to not take an action, we're leaving room for even more people to be affected.
The money will be used to form a new task force, increase outreach to the public about traffic dangers, and improve safety infrastructure like new crosswalks and signage. Sinha says, though, that an even larger commitment is needed.
I think this is a really good first step, but in order for us to actually meet these goals, this can't be all that gets done.
In the Silicon Valley Bureau, Keith Manconi, KCBS.
California's billion-dollar effort to tackle homelessness is coming under the microscope in San Francisco. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, big city mayors are talking about what is working and what isn't to get people housed.
Over the last 2 years, California has put over $1 billion toward the homeless crisis. And Assemblymember Phil Ting says the challenge isn't more housing, but stopping people from becoming homeless in the first place.
At a time where we have unparalleled economic prosperity, we seem to have more and more people who just can't seem to pay their bills.
The mayors of San Francisco, San Jose, and Oakland all talked about how they are using the state's homeless funding. Oakland's Libby Schaff says they've been able to roughly double their shelter capacity.
We are very clear that our measure of success is not just shelter. It is permanent housing, and it is also preventing people from becoming homeless to begin with.
To that end, she is calling for a permanent pipeline for homeless funding, as well as a legal mandate to end homelessness. It's estimated there are some 125,000 unhoused residents in the Golden State. At the State Building in San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.